in a half spoke truck, car, sorry. And they kept on coming closer and closer. I drove to the side where they could get by, and they run me right on off in the ditch with my wagon. I didn't want to run over my mule. And they jumped out, come on down on each side of me, pulled me thumb up. I sat down in the wagon, eating apple. Didn't have no pocket, I didn't have nothing but my hand like that. They run the hand in the pocket, one gun up here, one on each side of me. Well, I just leaned over and they taking all my money, fare tickets. Told me don't look back. But I brought that wagon right across the road. First people come along, they couldn't get by. Because I had it right across that road, like right out there. That road out there is up the road about 2 miles ahead.
Yeah.
Up the road. Well, there were two ladies come by, school teachers. They were told me to drive the wagon out the road, time a mule and thing, and they're taking on back staff also. And before I got them out and got my mule tied, the white fella I know, he told me he'll carry me and play some school teachers. He'll carry me back. Went to the sheriff's office. They caught them guys. Rockhead Bridge, they hadn't got to Arcadia. You've got a big bridge between you and Arcadia at the war. They dropped that bridge and they brought them back. And one cross island about this height. Look out the way, about 140, 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Two long ones. One of them had a hole on his left side, his pants, had on white little breeches about that large. They brought him back. I'm taking all my money, my sale piece of paper. They brought him back, and I had identified him, the girl I was still working. He just told me to bring the cell out and bring the money back. They want to go down to the rent in this bird and so they want to go down to Monroe. And I come back and do some shots.
Yeah.
And I went on, sold the cotton and brought their money back.
What kind of men were they?
They were white men. Yeah.
I mean, what about their character?
They've been robbing everybody they met for 5 states. But now I was the only one had them turn up.
Yeah.
So I said, well, I got on and ditch let y'all come by, but you wouldn't go by me. Drove your truck right up in the car, right up in front of my horse and mule, and I couldn't go no further. And they put y'all in front of them 10, 15 years peace. Penitentiary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you pound nails with?
Hammer.
Hammer. Okay.
Yeah.
We were talking about before you go to church. What do you do? Most folks, you know, when a man or a woman they sit in front of the mirror, what do they say they're doing?
Well, now if you're gonna go to church, you spoil the bathe.
Yeah.
And put on your clothes and shine your shoes. See? Before you put your clothes on, shine your shoes. Get your shoes ready. Shave. If you want a haircut, get your haircut.
Shave your bit.
Yeah, face off.
Yeah.
And get ready and go on. Check.
Well, what do you say you're doing there?
Well, that's what you're doing.
You crimping up or?
Well, no, you just kind of dressing up. See, they ain't crimping. I wouldn't call it crimping. I just say you putting on different clothes. I wouldn't go out there with clothes like I got on. I want to put on some chains, though. I wouldn't go to town.